The next patient is Nathiel Camel. The last name is C-A-M-E-L. First name is N-A-T-T-I-E-L-D, like in Delta. Clinical case of a 33-year-old African-American male that has a chronic glomerulonephritis, most likely associated to membranous glomerulonephritis, with the signs of focal sclerosing glomerulonephritis. The patient has been a diabetic that has been with a very good tight control. He has arterial hypertension. He has been placed in a combination of irbesartan and Farxiga. And today he comes with a serum creatinine that is 1.8 compared to 1.9 during the last time. The estimated EFR is 55 ml, and the protein creatinine ratio that was 6,143 came down to 3,211. The patient has lost 5 pounds, continues to take the same medications, and the blood pressure is 144 over 96. I think that the patient is getting better blood pressure readings because of the weight loss, because of the addition of the Farxiga. We are going to request the patient to keep a blood pressure log, so we'll have the opportunity to check it next time that he comes over. Number two, arterial hypertension. That is under observation. Is going to be under observation. We are not going to adjust the medication at this point because of the parameters that I said. We have the patient on ARB. We have the patient on Farxiga. The patient has lost 5 pounds. And he says that the blood pressure readings at home are better, period. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. The uric acid is below 3.5. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. The patient is advised to continue with the change in the lifestyle. He's going to stay away from the salt and continue with the blood sugar control, take the medications as recommended, and decrease the protein intake as much as possible. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with a laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 12 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.